Poorly Read.
Hello everyone, welcome to this very special episode of Poorly Read.
Yes, Christmas time, Christmas time.
No, it's not that again.
What is it, Easter? Is there an Easter song? Like, ooh, chocolate egg, Jesus on the cross, in your mouth. It's just like a random beat with just sort of like a disconnected phrases.
It's called The Easter Bunny Cometh. No, we are celebrating 50 episodes.
Oh, fuck. I totally forgot that's why we were doing this. Holy shitballs. Yeah, 50 yeah. episodes.
I mean, we actually have a couple. This is actually like our 52nd episode or something.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because we did a couple of bonuses, which were outside of the episode canon count.
Yeah, this is a point of contention between me and Tom.
Yeah, I thought they should still be counted as episode number whatever they were in the thing. Gifton disagreed, and we had an argument about it, and Gifton won. Long story short.
Oh, God.
So this is episode 50.
Yeah, and it feels appropriate.
Yes, it's landed fortuitously in between two books.
Yeah, that's true too. So maybe it was good that we had those bonuses as non-thingy.
Yes.
Tom is not good at this. But yeah, we thought we'd do this as like a special treat for our fans. A treat that you didn't ask for.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be less funny than a regular episode.
Yeah, like when your nan makes prunes for you and fucking jabs them in your gob and you have to pretend you like it. Because, really, this is a story from my life.
Not the prunes, Nana.
I literally just remember finishing them being like, that was an awful experience.
Yeah, I do not like prunes.
They're terrible.
They are unpleasant.
Yeah, they're only good if you're having trouble shitting. Yes.
Just fiber brick, Weetabix, coffee and a cigarette. The world will fall out here, mate.
Do you know what did used to make me poo is a bourbon biscuit?
That's weird.
I know, and I don't know why.
Were you putting it in the right end?
Well, Dad said the brown biscuits need to go in the bag.
All right. Shall we? Shall
no,
we...
no, 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 no. Let's have 30 seconds of radio silence.
All right. Well, I was ready to crack on.
But, Oh, let's just roll. Let's roll.
Let's answer some questions that have been sent in by our listeners.
Yes! Poorly questions.
Poorly questions. Yeah. Right, so firstly, I think we should address the thing that approximately, and I don't want to exaggerate, but approximately 100,000 people have asked us, which is, what are we going to be covering after the Harry Potter series is over?
So I wanted to keep it a secret, because I like secrets.
But people have been saying that they want to read the books that we're going to be covering, which is fair.
Yeah, totally.
So we have a long list of book series that we want to do, and we have kind of thought long and hard about how to approach it after Harry Potter, because obviously it takes a long time to get through a book series, and we don't want to commit a long stretch of time to one book series that it's going to turn out that half of the people who listen to us don't like or don't want to listen to us talk about or whatever. So what we've decided to do is we're going to be doing for series two is essentially going to be both the Twilight series and the Narnia series.
Yeah, baby! Lions, witches, and vampires. Oh, my.
So what we're going to do is season two is essentially going to be both the Narnia series and the Twilight series, and we're going to alternate books.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Who, to me or to the audience?
to anyone. So it's not going to be like one episode's going to be Narnia, one episode's going to be Twilight. We're going to do the whole of a Narnia book, and then when we finish that book, we're going to move to a Twilight book.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll sort of, you know, keep everyone's fancies tickled.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
Give you a little bit of variety. Be like a box of celebrations, but with only two flavours.
Yes, because we know all our audience at the moment are Harry Potter fans and so are happy to listen to us talk about Harry Potter, but we don't, obviously we don't know that everyone's going to want to listen to a Twilight book. And if we just do one series, we could potentially be talking about that book series for like almost a year, and we don't want people to feel like there's nothing here for them anymore. So we're going to do two series at the same time, alternating books between Narnia and Twilight.
Yeah, and that is potentially a format that we're going to carry on from this point forward.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it will be good. I think it will keep things fresh for us and keep things fresh for everyone listening.
Yes, and hopefully at one point we'll get to a place where we're happy to do a whole series on one particular book.
Oh, was that a far-reaching Mein Kampf joke?
Ah, comedy. But yeah, so we think you'll fucking love it. Not Mein Kampf. We think you'll... No, we think you'll love the Twilight and the Narnia thingies.
Yes, and we have several other book series lined up after that.
Yes, but they're all sort of along the same vein, sort of ones that are, you know, we probably feel like we're going to stick in sort of like the young adult category, just because it seems to, I don't know, I think it's probably be the most fun. And,
yeah, I think so.
You know, if we do an adult series and then there's going to be like, sort of like risque things in that anyway, and then it's not so much fun to sort of make those jokes because it's like, well, it's in the book anyway.
Yes, we only want risque material when it's...
completely inappropriate!
When it's completely inappropriate.
Yeah, I want to pour treacle over, like, a plain sponge, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to pour it over a sponge that's already got treacle in it, because then it's just too much treacle. And too much treacle makes you shit.
Does it?
Yeah, that's another story from my gran.
I don't need the prunes, gran. I've already had the treacle.
Yeah, we had a few questions from Raphael LD. Is that correct?
Sure.
I mean, if you know who you are, I'm really sorry if I fucking butchered your name.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's going to be all sorts of name pronunciations, although most of the names are easy to pronounce, but a lot of them are like Instagram handles, so
yeah,
we don't know how we're going to do that. But I'm pretty sure Raphael was the one who complimented my French accent on Instagram, so thanks for that.
Yeah, that made Tom feel really special.
Yep.
So much so that Tom only speaks to me in French when we're not on the podcast. So I have to sit there with my language thesaurus and try and work out what he's saying. Sometimes I just nod and smile.
Yeah, I keep telling him a thesaurus is not the best tool for that.
I was just telling me 50 other ways that he could have said that.
Yeah, but he can't understand me because I'm telling him in French.
Oh, God. I don't know what a pomme de terre is. Do I sit on it?
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Sorry, that's from a different book series.
Oh, is it?
Well, I guess it's from a film. I don't know if Sam actually says that in the Lord of the Rings books.
Oh, fucking hell. Right, so Raphael wanted to know some background on ourselves. How did we meet?
Yeah.
I think we've, like, really briefly told this story before, but the first time I remember seeing Tom was at a work Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I was, like, mashed off my face.
Like... Yeah, we've definitely told the story on the pod before.
But I don't remember this at all.
No. But I mean, we worked at the same place, but you hadn't worked there for like a huge long time at that point.
No, probably about a month.
Yeah. And we hadn't really had much interaction. And I was talking to this girl about what I was going to drink, and we were saying we were going to get some wine. And I was like, oh, but if I'm drinking wine, then maybe I should get a bottle. And then Gifton just leaned across and went, you're going to share it though, yeah? And I was like, oh, hello.
Oh, my God. I've got no memory of this, like, at all. Oh, God. No, but I do remember really specifically because we did hang out with your sort of like friendship circle, I guess. So I started to, and then I remember we was at this pub or something once, and we were both like drinking, and I think as we left, I remember saying something like, I think because when I get drunk, I tend to just like get really, I'm just so much more like friendlier, as everyone is, I guess. But I was like, oh, Tom, do you know what? I really appreciate your company, man.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, you're my favorite person to make laugh. And then he's like, oh, yeah, awesome, man. I'm glad the feeling is mutual. And then, yeah, and then it wasn't long after that, I think, that we started talking about starting up a D&D group. Yeah, because I had spoken to, because I was like friendly with Dan at the time. And so I remember I was speaking to Dan about, I'd brought up the Dexter's Lab episode where they play D&D. And we'd all said, what would our D&D names be? And then we all did that. And then I think Dan said, oh, you know what? I think that Tom is really into D&D. Maybe that's something that we can like start up. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be cool. And then we sort of rounded up a few of us, and then we started our Dungeons and Dragons group. And that's how me and Tom sort of like become like friends and stuff.
Yeah. And there was mention of, I can't remember if this was like in Messenger or in person, but like the first mention of podcast was, I think it might have been you saying like, I really want to have a podcast where we just get drunk and talk about Harry Potter.
Yeah. Yeah. That was during, yeah, that was on the Messenger conversation in the D&D group, maybe back in 2018, like really late 2018. And it was Tom and Dan that responded saying, oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. That sounds fun. And then we was meant to do like a D&D session one, like maybe about 2 months later, 3 months later. And no one else could make it apart from us three. And so Tom was like, look, should we meet up and have a conversation about the podcast thing? Tom was like, just like on it. And I was like, oh,
yeah, I really wanted to make the podcast happen. This one like throwaway sort of jokey thing about like Gifton saying, oh, I just want to have a podcast where I get drunk and talk about Harry Potter. I was like, okay, let's do it. Only the three of us are available. Do you want to meet at a coffee shop and plan the podcast?
So yeah, we met up and then we sort of went over everything. And this kind of feeds into some like other questions. We tried to come up with like alternative names for it. What was the one that I come up with?
Well, do you mean the two that were written in your notebook that I came up with?
No, I come up with those two, and then you had a whole different list.
Yeah, I came up with Wasted Words and
oh, really?
Novels Inebriated as well.
So
yeah.
I didn't come up with anything.
Wow, I didn't want to phrase it like that, but
I always thought that just because they were in my hand, right? And I thought I just
no, they were them. They came out of the room. In that in that coffee shop meeting.
Okay, so Tom came up with Poorly Read, spelt P-O-U-R-L-Y.
Yeah, I wanted to make, like, because it was originally going to be a drinking podcast. We were going to get drunk and talk about Harry Potter. And, yeah, Wasted Words was one that I really liked. But it turns out there's already a podcast called Wasted Words.
Yeah, so we settled on the Poorly Read, and then we met up and we did like a pilot episode.
Yeah, with the three of us.
Yeah. Which we still have, and we're still debating whether one day we might just like release that on like the Patreon or something.
Yeah, it's very rough. But there are some moments on it though.
Yeah, I still remember the Petunia Ambipure thing. Oh, do you remember that bit on it? That's vaguely. The one bit that like sticks out to me. So yeah, we met up and we recorded that. We did that first episode, and then we kept on trying to do the follow up. And like we were never available, and then we were ready to do one again, and then Dan was just like really really busy with like, because Dan's in a band as well, Modra Luna,
and also works in TV and stuff.
Yeah, so he was just like,
he had loads of projects on.
Yeah, so me and Tom were just like, oh well, I guess that's the end of it then.
Yeah, but then sort of a month or two later, at the beginning of 2019, you kind of said, I think we're maybe doing ourselves a disservice thinking we can't just do it with the two of us. Maybe we should give it a go.
Yeah. And Tom was like, yeah, all right then. And this was like, after I'd sort of like, I'd asked a few people at work if they would be interested in like doing it with us, as sort of no one really was and stuff. So we did sort of like shelve it. Yeah. And then that happened. I was like, look, should we just like have a go? So Tom was like, well, up for it. And then we just literally sat down, just recorded episode 2 of the podcast, thinking that we would still probably release the pilot episode as episode 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we recorded all of the episodes for book 1, and then it became what the podcast was going to be. You know, we dropped the whole getting drunk thing, and like what the podcast was going to be became a bit clearer, and like the way, and like the episode one with the three of us drunk recorded differently just really stuck out as a kind of a bit of a thing. So we decided that after we'd recorded all the episodes of book one, we then went back and re-recorded the episode where we cover the first chapters. So what is now episode one was actually like the fifth or sixth episode that we recorded.
Yeah. And looking back, I think like if we had released that pilot episode, the audio quality was so bad. Yeah. I don't reckon anyone would have like, you know, carried on listening at all.
Yeah. That's the main thing really, isn't it? The audio quality was quite poor.
Yeah. Cause the jokes in that were like, a lot of them are fucking like dynamite.
Yeah, which is a shame we couldn't use them, and we didn't want to just like say, I mean, I think I might have once or twice, but
I don't remember making any like repeat jokes, and if we did, they were definitely like completely different in like the way we delivered them, because I never listened back to it before we recorded that episode again.
No.
So yeah, and then that was kind of like it really. We recorded for about a month or so before we even let anyone knew that we were doing it, because we were just still like, we didn't really know like kind of what it was going to be or how it was going to go, and we didn't want to sort of like put the cart before the horse. Mm. Once we had like sort of like a catalog of episodes, we'd be like, yeah, this is pretty dope. And so yeah, and then we announced it to the world in like May, I think, and then we released our first episode on June 5th, 2019.
Yes, June 5th 2019, and so our 1 year anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, so if you want to send us gifts,
we have a mechanism by which you can do that now.
Yes.
Well, we will. And actually, well, not now, but we will. We're launching it on the 5th of June. More on that later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of led into a couple of questions we had from Ziggy ZDT for Instagram, who asked, why did you pick the name Poorly Read and what made us do the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Should we move on to another question?
No, let's just stare at each other.
Let's just talk about ourselves, go into our extended backstory a little more. Get really
let's
indulgent.
Let's talk about that time I fell off a bike when I was 5.
I scraped my knee. okay, next question. This next one is from Ellie, and she asks, what form of animagus would you be and why?
Do you want to go first?
Nope, because I haven't thought about it.
Well, didn't we? I kind of decided for you. I said I thought that you'd be a greyhound.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Am I happy with that? I mean, they're very fast.
They are very fast.
Can you be a flying... Can anyone be a flying animagus?
What, like a bird?
That's one example of a flying animal, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Then why doesn't everyone do that?
No, because you can't choose your animagus. It just, like, whatever animal you are is whatever animal you are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah, because fucking Wormtail wouldn't have chosen to be a rat.
I did think that was weird. Oh, I guess I always just assumed that you chose what animal you wanted to be. Oh, it's like your Patronus then.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
I wonder if your Patronus and your Animagus are always the same thing. I would assume so, but that'd be kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, do you want to be a greyhound?
Jonathan, let me see. If I, like, was my... animal like embodies my spirit. I mean, yeah, I'm kind of fine with a greyhound. All right, then, yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm gonna say greyhound.
I think, I don't know, what do you think I would be? Because I
okay, what? So instantly, but what immediately popped into my brain was owl.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm looking closely at it. I'm not entirely sure why. I guess just the nocturnal thing. The way you like to regurgitate your meals.
The way I like to spin my head around.
Yeah, you're constantly spinning your head around.
I think I would be my cat. Like, if yeah, anyone's yeah. been on my Instagram.
I was about to say cat before you said that.
Yeah, I've got two cats. I've got a Siamese and I've got a black Oriental short hair, which is a Siamese, but just when they have like a full colour, you call them Oriental short hairs.
And what are their names?
Oh yeah! Sorry, that's... Oh, yeah, sorry. I got really excited then. Like, oh, my God, so...
Oh, my God. Tell them what my cat's names are.
Yeah, so my black Oriental short hair is called Sirius, and then my Siamese is called Luna.
Aww.
And when they sleep together, they look like a yin and yang symbol. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I'd be that. I think I'd be that just because I think I've got like an attitude, a bit like a cat. That's kind of it, really.
Yeah, like a sassy black cat.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a good one. Okay, what do you think should have happened 19 years later? And that's from Lauren Thomas.
19 years later, I would have preferred it if Harry and Ginny had named their middle child differently.
Yeah, what do they name it? Albus Severus.
Albus Severus Potter.
I mean, I don't know why.
I mean, the older one's called James Sirius, I think.
That's
is his middle name
one.
Sirius, or did I make that up?
No, I think it is.
James Sirius Potter. That's fine. That's badass. Albus Severus.
I don't know why Harry is fucking got such a hard on for Snape. Like, he wasn't. I mean, do you know what? This kind of links into another question. So, because XLJDX asked, do you think Snape is fundamentally a good person?
Yes.
And I think there's, you sort of, at the end of book seven, you're sort of led to believe that, oh yeah, he was really good after all. But no, he really wasn't. He was still a cunt. The only reason he did anything decent his whole life was because he had a mad on for fucking, like, Lily Potter.
Yeah, it was just through an obsession.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, his love for her might have been pure, but everything else about him was fucking dank and nasty.
Yeah, and if it hadn't been for this, like, oath that he himself wants to upkeep, again, just for himself,
yeah,
he wouldn't have done anything good at all.
Yeah, if it was, like, the Longbottoms, he would have quite happily let them go, like, let Voldemort go and kill their kid so he can go fuck himself. In fact, I'm glad he died. And I wish I'd been there to see it.
I'm also glad he died. Just because, you know, I think it works for the story.
The way he died was really stupid in the book, though. It was much better in the film. What do I think should have happened 19 years later? I would have liked it if they'd all maybe been a bit more interesting. I kind of hate that they kind of just went on to be very, like, normal people.
Yeah, well, I guess kind of bland normalcy is something that they always kind of strived for throughout their time at Hogwarts, wasn't it?
I guess so. I mean, I guess it's what they always wanted. Do you know what? I actually would have liked it if 19 years later, none of them were with their original partners.
They're all divorced.
Yeah.
It
doesn't have to be like a shitty reason or anything like that. They could have just like fell out of love and all that kind of thing. But I would have liked it if Harry had a nice ethnic girlfriend. He was introduced into all sorts of different types of food. He
finally got with Cho.
She's like, oh, Harry, I only know how to make a haggis and a bagpipe. And he's like, fuck's sake. Damn it, I bought you a sack of rice and some soy sauce. Make magic happen. She's like, no, I'm sorry, Harry. Yeah, and then I would have liked it if Ron had maybe like died at some point.
Oof.
From something. So Hermione was like a widow, but she'd met a nice man who was a really lovely father to her ugly children.
I thought you were just going to stop at a really lovely father to her.
And I would have liked it if her and Harry weren't really close anymore. So they saw each other at like the platform and they're like, oh my God, hey, how are you? And they're like, yeah, things are fine. Yeah, you know, they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, much like how I imagine the actors that play them.
Yeah.
So this question is from Emma, and it says, if you could choose one spell to be able to do, what would it be and why? Have any thoughts?
I mean, immediately I just think of like Imperio.
Fucking hell. Just control other people.
I'm just in court and they've got like all like all the members of like NSYNC like in like the stand. And I'm like, look, I wanted them to do butt stuff and they wouldn't do butt stuff, so I had to. And they're like, you're a despicable human being.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like on trial for molesting NSYNC, and then I just Imperio the judge and he lets me off.
Oh, I mean, it was all within the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
No, just I feel like that would be either Imperio or like whatever sort of magic you do to like apparate, I guess. just something that'd actually be like useful to get you out of trouble if you were in like a dire situation.
I think Apparition would probably be it for me. Just never have to spend time traveling. We kind of had this discussion on an episode, I think.
Yeah.
But to never have to spend any time in transit, or like ever again, pretty much.
Yeah, it would be.
Is just so valuable.
Yeah. I think I would choose a spell that let me talk to animals.
Huh. That's nice.
In fact, I think I would do that. I don't know. I know it's one of the questions on the Pottermore like sorting hat test.
Hmm. Well, that would be nice if animals were capable of communication in the way humans are.
But maybe this allowed you to sort of talk with them in the way that they talk. So you'd have like a really fluent understanding that is kind of different for the both of you, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. But what do you think? What do you think that animals would be capable of expressing that would be interesting to converse about, other than just expressing that they're hungry or want attention or want to go outside?
I don't know. I kind of just would hope my cat would be like, "Ah, oh, I love the sound of Mozart in the morning. Don't you agree, Gifter?" And I'd be like, "Yes, quiet." And then we clink our glasses together and smoke our pipes.
I thought that might be what you were imagining. Yeah.
I think a conversation with my cat would be pretty sick. He's like a lot. Sirius is a lot smarter than an average cat, and he responds to things in a tone of meow, which is the same as what a human tone of reaction would be, which I've always found fucking bizarre.
Mm.
And the other one doesn't. I think she's just sort of like normally cat smart, but he seems to be smart in a slightly advanced way. So I would like to know what he thinks.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd be interested in talking to animals if we were talking like a Dr. Doolittle scenario where they are capable of fully cognizant conversation. But
yeah,
as animals are in the real world, I wouldn't probably have a lot of interest in reading their exact thoughts if I could.
I guess so. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
What's your favourite book or film apart from Harry Potter?
Well, does that presume my favourite book slash film is Harry Potter? Because it isn't.
Tom hasn't got a favourite film because he's never seen one. So
I don't know. My go-to answer for the favourite film question is probably Pulp Fiction, but I don't know if it
really...
Yeah.
Is that why you talk about it so much?
Do I?
Yeah, you've brought it up so many times on the pod as like a reference.
I mean, it's one of the six films I've seen. But no, it is. I do think it's a great film and I love it. And all the, like, I get chills at points in almost all the different scenes from watching it.
Okay.
So it probably is my favourite film, but I don't know if I, like, really put it on the sort of pedestal that saying it's my favourite ever film sounds like I'm putting it on. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, yeah. What about your favourite book?
I think probably The Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson.
I've never heard of that.
It's by, have you heard of, I think we've talked about Mistborn before.
Yeah.
It's by the same author.
Oh, okay.
It's his like big, huge scale epic series.
Okay. So is this like a pretty recent book then?
It's going to be a 10-part series and there are three out at the moment.
Oh, okay.
And guys, oh, it's just really, really good.
Okay.
There's so much depth of everything, and the character arcs and the plot are just so amazingly interwoven, and the world building is so creative and so amazing. I think that's probably my favorite book series. I was just gonna flip the question over to you.
My favorite movie is actually Saving Mr. Banks.
You've told me that before. Yeah,
I remember my favourite movie for, like, ages was The Hours with Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep and Julianne Moore. Because I watched that in high school when I was going through, like, the worst time. And, like, I could relate to all the characters in the film, so it really sort of, like, stuck with me. Then I remember when Saving Mr. Banks came out, I was going to see the Carrie remake. And I had, like, a Cineworld card. So I would usually go and see two films at a time to make my, like, journey, like, worth it. And so I was going to see the Carrie remake, but it was on at like a really awkward time. And the only thing before that was Saving Mr. Banks. So I was like, fine, I'll fucking just go and see that. And I remember sitting and watching that movie, and it was the complete, like, almost the complete opposite of what I was expecting it to be. And I never use this, I don't think I've ever used this word for anything else, but it was a truly wonderful film. And I cried so much in it. And I remember coming out thinking, I think that might be my favorite film now. Because it was just so incredible. It was so incredible. And yeah, it's one of those things like I try and only watch it on like special occasions because I don't want to like taint it too much by like watching it too much. So yeah, that's my favorite film.
Hmm.
And I don't think I've got a favorite book, to be honest. I mean, I've got books I like a lot, but I can't think. If I was going to be put on like a desert island and I was going to be given one book, I don't know, I'd probably choose like that. Like if there's like a Harry Potter compendium with like all of them in it, I'd probably choose that. Other books that come to mind I really fucking love. I love Uprooted by Naomi Novak, I think it's pronounced. That's a really excellent book. And I love The Six of Crows duology. So those are my favourites. If you haven't read those, I highly recommend them. I think if you're into Harry Potter, you'd fucking like love those. So everyone should go out and purchase a copy. And then read it and then get back to me and tell me your thoughts and your feelings, your desires.
Your urges.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah.
I think I sort of dismissed Harry Potter a bit hastily there. I do like... Harry Potter holds a special place for me that no other series ever will, yeah, I think.
Same.
It's like, I don't think it is my favourite book series. It was for a long time, but I've since read quite a bit of, like, when I call it adult fantasy, it sounds weird, but...
I've now read books where they put boobs in their hands and it's so much better than Harry Potter and his fucking wand.
There's just no boobs in Harry Potter, you see.
They're so small, you see.
Yeah. Oh, God. but as I have mentioned on the pod before, like, I grew up with, you know, it's same for a lot of people in our generation, really. I grew up with Harry Potter, reading the books, kind of growing up alongside a similar age that he was. And yeah, I mean, I don't need to explain why Harry Potter is magical and why it connects with people in the way it does. I think we all kind of understand that. And it really does, you know, we make fun of it a lot. And I did kind of dismiss it a minute ago, but it does have that special place for me. And I think it always will. And I can't see how anything else ever would displace it or or live in the same place inside me, you know?
Yeah, I don't think place inside you.
Yeah, thank you. Just obligatory laugh at that. There, yeah.
I keep my favourite page from the whole series tucked up in my rectum for emergencies. I feel the same. I don't think another book for me, it is my favourite book series, but I don't tend to read a lot of book series. In fact, I avidly avoid book series. Like if I'm looking for a new fantasy book to read, I will see if it says in brackets like book one of whatever, because I just can't be asked to invest time in like another like long ass like series of books. I just want a standalone, so I don't think I'll ever read another long fantasy series. So I think Harry Potter kind of by default will always be my favorite, but even if I did read a ton, I still think it would be my favorite. I just think there's a certain like je ne sais quoi about Harry Potter that no one can quite put their finger on why they fucking love it so much. They just do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What else? Should we do like two more?
Yeah. Are you a pub or a club kind of person?
I don't know anymore. I mean, like, you're definitely a pub person.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
We tend to have very different ideas of an enjoyable night. Well, actually, I don't know if that's true. I think you would enjoy my idea of a good night out more than I would enjoy yours.
Think about when you didn't come to my birthday that time, and then you afterwards like, oh, I kind of wish I'd gone. It looked like fun.
Yeah.
And that was my ideal night out. So I reckon you think...
Would I have had to spend extended periods of time stood on a dance floor, though?
You will, but there were a ton of us just like, not everyone was just like dancing at all times. People were just sort of like chilling a lot of the time or just like talking. And then there was like the cheese floor, which was just like all like the 90s crap that we used to listen to. Still do. And so like...
When you first said that, I always thought you were going, then there was the cheese board. and then you said cheese floor. And I was like, whoa, you really went all out on the cheese buffet.
I think you would have been, because I was just like so like hyped that night. And I think you would have been swept up in the like enthusiasm of everything. I think anyway, like I can't guarantee, but I think that you would have had a good time.
Yeah, maybe. It's very unique, well, rare slash, yeah, it's a one of a kind night that I enjoy being in a clubby atmosphere or on a dance floor, that kind of thing. Whereas yeah. I think it's with the right, I suppose it's all about with the right people, isn't it?
Yeah, like, definitely.
Whereas I feel like you enjoy, again, as long as it's the right people, we can just be sat at a pub shooting the shit with a drink.
Yeah, that's like an awesome night to me as well. Yeah. Like, as long as everyone is sort of like on the level and everyone's like super funny. I mean, like, you know me, I'm quite fucking like discriminatory in terms yeah. of who I want to hang out with. Yeah, I would enjoy a night at a pub if everyone there was like on it and it was like a barrel of laughs and we were all just having like a good time. If there was one person though who was sort of like bringing the vibe down a little bit, it would like, I couldn't just like override it. I would like want to just bail like immediately.
Yeah, see, I'm much more open to just going and chilling with whoever's there, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how you sort of enjoy that though. Like, I can't.
Well,
sort of,
this is the risk.
It.
Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get stuck talking to the person. You can hear a fun conversation going on the other side of the table. And you end up chatting with someone who is just telling you all about, you know, why they're struggling to get their housemate to pay their fair share of the rent, and it's a nightmare. And you're just like, oh, right, God, yeah.
Yeah, someone's fucking just talking endlessly about the, like, intricacies of work.
And yeah. Just like... Well, this is a thing, because, like, a lot of... We end up talking about work, because a lot of the people we would go to the pub with are people who either work with us or have worked with us.
Yeah.
And so, unless we're, like, our close group of friends, like our D&D group, really.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it's very easy to slip into talking about work, which can be fun in moderation. Like, I don't immediately switch off as soon as work comes up, but it can get a little bit like, ugh, let's...
Yeah, I don't mind it as long as it's funny. Like, yeah. If it's funny, then everyone's having a good time. I don't want to have a fucking serious conversation about all the problems with your workplace. Like, God, so many times I've been caught in these fucking conversations and I've wanted to beat my head against the table until it bled just so I had an excuse to go. And it's just like, and it's like, that was, and obviously as I've gotten older, I've gotten more like, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more gifted-y, I guess. And so I will just sort of say, okay, well, I'm going to go now, and then just go.
Yeah.
Because I can't sit and tolerate, like, because it's like I can have, like, unfun on my own. I don't need to be around people to do it. So, yeah, I think I've just got a high bar for, like, an enjoyable time, I guess. Everyone else I know seems to be much better at just sort of, like, going with the flow. Great. So what, right, so a question from...
Another one from Raphael, because she sent us about 100, but they were good. Yeah. So we're gonna answer a few of them.
Yeah, if you had access to the Room of Requirement, what would you want to see inside?
I think like a casino. it really depends. Really depends on what mood I'm in.
Okay.
most of the time, in fact, what I think I would want is a super comfortable chair, like at a desk with a computer.
And that's it?
Kind of. I mean, I just want to be able to go on the internet.
What? So you mean if this was like actually in like Hogwarts and there was no like Wi-Fi or anything, you would want that as your like Room of Requirement treat?
I think so.
I mean, like, fair enough. It makes sense.
I want to be able to go. Also, I'm like, because I live in a small flat and I spend a lot of time at my computer on the internet.
Yeah.
And my setup is not comfortable and I can't make it comfortable because I don't have enough room. I have like the cheapest sofa that you can buy in Argos and it's become very uncomfortable. And I don't have like a desk. I have to have like my mouse and my keyboard like just around me on the couch with my computer up on a monitor in front of me. And it's just like, I can never quite get comfortable. And so I want a super comfortable chair on a desk that can adjust between sitting and standing and to just have flawless internet connection and a super speed computer.
I mean, yeah, that sounds all pretty good.
Yeah, with, you know, yeah, with a browser and my Steam account for games. Yeah, that'd be what I want.
I would want a Disney World inside there.
For the full Disney World.
Yeah.
with no... I think if I was going to have a theme park, I wouldn't want it empty because then there'd be no like vibe.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's such a thing as just the right amount of people in a place, I think. Like, same goes for a restaurant and a bar, I feel.
Yeah.
And with a theme park as well. There should be people milling about and creating a general buzz, but also when I want to go on a ride, I'm going straight on that ride.
Well, that's like if you go to Orlando during like off season. Apparently it's a bit different now, but when the first two times I went was 2012 and 2014, and you go in off season and literally like there are like people about and stuff like that, but like nearly every ride is like a walk on. Like you just go straight on. There's like no like lines or anything like that. So
wasn't it off season when you went recently?
It was an off season, but because they had just opened the new Star Wars ride like the day before we landed,
Oh. It
was a lot busier in Disneyland than it should have been. Whereas in Universal Studios, it was still like off season there. So it was like pretty much like the maximum we waited for a ride at Universal Studios, like 10 minutes, I think. And obviously when it's fucking rammed, it can be like a 2 hour wait for something. So that's like the worst. But yeah, going like, I was like an off season theme, like Disney World inside the room of requirement. And everything could just be lovely. And all the food is free and all the merchandise is free. And then at the end of the day, like they do like a show by the castle, and then they're like, now we want to invite someone up to come and sing a song, and I put out my hand and they pick me, and I get to go up and sing a song from The Little Mermaid, and then everyone claps.
What song from The Little Mermaid would you sing?
I'd sing Part of Your World, I think.
Yeah, I thought that's the one I was thinking of.
I can sing it pretty good actually, so I would do that one, and everyone would throw confetti on me. And then I'd be given a big teddy bear and a balloon. And then I'd leave the room of requirement at the end of the day with a big smile on my face and a huge erection in my pants. And I would just rub myself up against the nearest tapestry to expend myself and then have a lovely night's sleep.
Nice. Yeah. And then Filch would just be ever more confused about why this tapestry keeps getting crusty.
Okay, so the final question we have is, any advice for someone who would like to start their own podcast? Obviously, we're not like dons of like podcasting yet, but
yet.
I think the reason why we've sort of managed to connect with you guys and stuff is because we've tried to enter the arena with something like, with like a fresh take on something, I like to believe. You know, like the whole reason that I wanted to start the Drunk Harry Potter podcast in the beginning was because I used to listen to a lot of Harry Potter podcasts, and I could never find one that had the sense of humour that I wanted or was actually like actually funny. And I found one called Harry Potter Revisited that was actually like pretty great, but they stopped pretty early on. And so I felt like a vacuum and I wanted to like fill that. And I thought, well, why don't I sort of, you know, try and make something that would, you know, instead of waiting for someone else to do it, why not try and, you know, create it ourselves?
Yeah, I guess there's two kinds of approaches, isn't there, to, I guess, anything, really. Starting a business, like starting an artistic or creative endeavor. There's the approach of, am I looking for something that I can't find? Is there a vacuum that I can fill? Then on the other hand, there's, this is what I feel I'm really passionate about this, and this is what I want to do, so I'm going to go and do this. But then even doing that, you do have to carve out a niche for yourself. You can't just do it in a way that is already being done.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like you've got to, no matter what you do in sort of any sort of capacity in life, you've got to at least try and bring something new to the table. Otherwise, what's the point? You know, and I think a lot of sort of inventions and things like that are created because someone can't find what they're looking for out there already, so they decide to make it themselves, and then they think, huh, maybe I can make this into a thing. And then, you know, and so I think that's a really good way to sort of approach podcasting if you do want to start something, because think of what you would love to listen to in a podcast, you know, and if it's not already out there, then maybe try and create it yourself. I think that's a really good way to sort of, you know, think of approaching it.
Tweet more often, you know, than we do.
Yeah.
That's another good piece of advice. I just don't know Twitter. I wish we tweeted more often, but I have nothing to tweet because Twitter's just not a part of my life.
I mean, fair dues, right? And I think for me, most importantly, create something that you're a fan of. Like, if you can listen back to your episodes and you're really happy with it, I think that's like one of the most important things, because you've got to be able to sort of go forth without being sort of too easily swayed by opinions or anything like that that might come your way. You know, you've got to really sort of be able to stand by what you're putting out there. So create something that you're really, that you're really proud of and that you're a fan of yourself, and there's a really good chance it's going to connect with other people, because that's what we did and you guys have obviously connected with it. And so I think that's a really good, you know, sort of origin. Yeah. So yeah, I think that brings us to the end of this insightful yet somewhat solemn Q&A.
Yeah, we like I think we might have said at the beginning, we kind of came into this knowing this wasn't going to be the funniest episode of Poorly Read ever. But hopefully it's been interesting and insightful and good to listen to anyway.
Yeah, hopefully you've got a more well-rounded view of us as people and characters. We're not just fucking offensive caricatures. But yeah, sort of to round this off, I think we should talk about our upcoming Patreon and merchandise launch.
Yes, we have an upcoming Patreon and merchandise launch, don't you know? And I think this might be... We've recorded a few episodes where we mention it, but I don't know if this might be the first one that's actually coming out.
Yeah, so this one, we've recorded quite a few episodes of Book 6 already, and we do sort of like tangentially mention it in that. But this one, we're sort of recording close to the release date. So this is sort of the most like freshest in terms of us talking about it. So basically on June 5th, we're going to be launching our Patreon and our Redbubble on-demand merchandise site. So with our Patreon, we're going to be launching it with our brand new premium series, Poorly Read at the Movies, where we talk about your favourite movies from the past and do a Poorly Read take on them.
So the Patreon is $3.99 a month, and it's, you'll get two full-length episodes a month of Poorly Read at the Movies. So there's that, and we've also got some killer merch designs designed by G-Man over there.
Hey!
that you can, and they're all references from the pod. I won't spoil what any of them are now, but they'll be launching on June 5th as well, and there'll be links, we'll be posting links all over to our Redbubble page, and you can get some of our original merch designs printed on t-shirts or mugs or whatever else you want to get it printed on.
Yeah, what's a tool?
Penis, there. Oh,
on a nipple clamp, you can get a Molly's Gravy nipple clamp. Just add some spice to your life, I guess.
Get a Constance Vigilance chastity belt.
Yeah. Ooh, hot. So yeah, check that out. We've recorded a few episodes of Poorly Read at the Movies ready to go, and I think they're fucking jokes.
Yeah, you
will too. But yeah, so come back next week and we'll be starting on book number 6 of Harry Potter. It's called Harry Potter.
There's probably a subtitle, but we haven't started the book yet.
Yeah,
you know,
it's called Harry Potter and the Mixed Race Prince. It's the most thoughtful book and in many ways the most problematic. So yeah, come back for that. It's going to be a fucking laugh riot.
Yes, it's going to be a grand old hootenanny.
Yeah, it's going to be a shindig. Really, a shindig sounds fucking awful. It's like, ow!
You just dug me in the shin.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's a party. Oh, okay. Right, so without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And Hagrid's been Hagrid. Baby.